KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Girls State softball tournament action continues today as the first round was all completed yesterday. In the second day of first round action in Class 3A, Bondurant Farrar beat Davenport Assumption 8-1. It was Ballard over Mid Prairie 5-4. In Class 4A first rounders yesterday, Clear Creek Amana beat West Delaware 10-0. Indianola over Winterset 4-1. Dallas Center Grimes shut out Bishop Helin Catholic 3-0, while Washington beat Carlisle 5-2. In Class 5A first rounders, it was Ankeny over Marshalltown 13-0. Iowa City West shut out Ottumwa 5-0. Pleasant Valley, 8 innings for a 2-0 win over Dowling Catholic. And Des Moines East beat Davenport West 12-5. It's a consolation day at the Girls State Tourney today. In 1A consolation action, Lamar's Galen Catholic will play Newell Fonda, and Marquette Catholic will play Mason City Newman Catholic. In 2A in consolation, Denver plays Emmitsburg, Wayne faces Van Meter. In Class 3A consolation play, Waukon plays East Marshall, and Davenport Assumption faces Mid Prairie. In Class 4A consolation, West Delaware plays Winterset, and Bishop Helin Catholic will face Carlisle. And in 5A consolation, Marshalltown plays Ottumwa, and Dowling Catholic will play Davenport West. Now, the winners of all those games in each class will face off for fifth place. Later this afternoon, the losers will play in a seventh place game later on today. Well, boys' state tournament positions are being filled now with 1A and 2A sub-state finals last night. Some pretty thrilling games last night around the region. In Class 1A, Trainer scored twice in the top of the seventh to beat St. Albert 2-1. Falcons were up 1-0 before Trainer able to load the bases with two down. A bases-loaded walk tied the game. Then a wild pitch allowed the winning run to come home in the top of the seventh inning as Trainer rallies late for the victory. Also, Earlham got a big at-bat from an eighth grader last night in a 2-0 11-inning win over Coon Rapids Bayard. Game was scoreless into the 11th inning when Canyon Hopkins took a 3-2 pitch over the left field fence for a two-run homer to win the ball game for Earlham last night. Also in Class 1A, Bishop Garrigan beat Storm Lake St. Mary by a final of 7-2. Lawton Bronson over Remsen St. Mary's 4-1. Lisbon beat Preston 2-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Twin Cedars 8-2. Newman Catholic beat Lansing Key 4-3. And it was North Tama over BGM 7-2 in 1A substate finals. In Class 2A substate championship action last night, Kemper Catholic goes to state with an 8-3 win over Clarinda. Chris Halber, a shutdown performance on the mound for the Knights last evening. Also, Alta Aurelia beat Western Christian 10-0. Dyersville Beckman over North Fayette 5-0. It was Davis County 18-0 over Wapello. Forest City beat Clarion Goldfield 7-5 in 8 innings. North Polk over Hudson 2-0. Ogden beat PCM 6-5. West Branch a 10-9 winner over Mount Vernon last night. Those winners all advancing to state. Tonight, it's 3A and 4A substate finals in a game at Denison in Class 3A tonight. Harlan will face off against Carroll with the winner advancing to state. Also, tonight, it'll be Iowa Falls Alden versus ADM, Clear Lake versus Decorah. Lamar is playing Bishop Helin Catholic. Western Dubuque will face Maquoketa. Pella plays Dallas Center Grimes. Benton versus Marion. And Williamsburg will play Washington. All those games at 7 o'clock tonight. In Class 4A action tonight, Southeast Polk plays Ankeny. Davenport North against Bettendorf. Cedar Falls versus Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Johnston plays Dowling Catholic. Sioux City East against Fort Dodge. Dubuque Senior plays Iowa City West. Muscatine against Linmar. And Valley West Des Moines will play Waukee. Those winners also advancing to state. In Major League Baseball action last night, Francisco Rodriguez picked up a save on his first night as Milwaukee's new closer. Ricky Weeks hit a mammoth home run, and Randy Wolf won his first game since April 30th as the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2. Card slugger Matt Holliday left the game after getting hit in the leg with a pitch in the first inning, and Brewers slugger Ryan Braun was removed with a right adductor strain in the seventh. St. Louis Lance Berkman was ejected for arguing a call. Brewers manager Ron Renicki gave the closer job to Rodriguez before the game, with John Axford continuing to struggle. It wasn't easy for Rodriguez, who allowed the first two batters to reach before he nailed down his second save this season. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Washington over New York in 10 innings, 5-4. Cincinnati beat Arizona 4-0. It was San Francisco over Atlanta 9-0. Miami outscored Chicago 9-5. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 6-2. San Diego over Houston 8-2. And Philadelphia beat the L.A. Dodgers by a final of 3-2. In the American League, Justin Smoke and Michael Saunders each hit two-run homers as the Seattle Mariners beat the Kansas City Royals 9-6. Every Mariners starter had at least one hit. Jesus Montero went 3-for-4 and drove in a couple of runs in the contest last night. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the Angels over the Tigers 13-0. The Yankees beat Toronto 6-1. White Sox over the Red Sox 7-5. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 4-2. Minnesota 6-4 over Baltimore. And Texas beat Oakland by a score of 6-1. Baseball Stadium Comerica Park is the latest Detroit landmark to be the subject of a bomb threat. Police say an anonymous caller issued the threat in a 911 call around 8 o'clock last night as the Tigers were hosting the Angels in front of 34,000 fans. No announcement was made, nor was there a call for an evacuation as police searched the ballpark for an explosive device. Detroit Police Sergeant Aaron Stevens says no device was found. The threat followed two similar incidents in less than a week that shut down a tunnel and a bridge connecting Detroit and Windsor, Ontario for hours. In other baseball news, the Reds will have to try to stay in first place in the National League Central without their top hitter. First baseman Joey Votto has had surgery to repair torn cartilage in his left knee. He's expected to be sidelined for 3 to 4 weeks. Votto originally hurt the knee June 29th while sliding into a base. Votto is hitting .342 and he leads the National League in doubles, walks, on-base percentage, and extra base hits. The Los Angeles Dodgers have put right-hander Chad Billingsley on the 15-day disabled list with right elbow inflammation. The Minnesota Twins have placed right-hander Matt Capps back on the disabled list with more shoulder problems. Capps is 1-4 with a .381 earned run average in 29 games. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz says MRI results revealed no tear or rupturing in his Achilles tendon. Ortiz was wearing a protective boot and was held out of the lineup for Boston's game against the White Sox last night. The Red Sox said they plan to wait another few days before deciding whether to put him on the disabled list. The Toronto Blue Jays have placed Jose Bautista on the 15-day disabled list with inflammation in his left wrist. The All-Star slugger left last night's loss to the Yankees after injuring his wrist on a swing. Pete Rose is on deck for a reality television show. Entertainment Weekly reports that TLC is working on a show following Rose and his wife, model Kiana Kim. Rose is baseball's all-time hit king, but he's been banned from baseball for betting on games. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was New Orleans over the Iowa Cubs 7-2. Oklahoma City edged Omaha in 10 innings by a score of 7-6. Well, Penn State says it will respond within days to the NCAA's demand for information regarding the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The NCAA is looking into whether the university should face penalties. Penn State President Rodney Erickson says he doesn't want to jump to conclusions about possible sanctions. In a broadcast interview Monday, NCAA President Mark Emmert indicated no penalty was off the table, including a shutdown of the university's football program. The NCAA is investigating whether Penn State lost institutional control over its athletic program. The probe had been on hold while former FBI Director Louis Free conducted an investigation on behalf of the school. His report asserted that late football coach Joe Paterno and three top officials buried allegations against Sandusky, the retired defensive coordinator, to protect the university's image. Well, still no sign of Robert Griffin III. On day two of the Washington Redskins rookie camp, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback remains unsigned, as does the Redskins' third-round selection, offensive lineman Josh Laribius. The two aren't considered holdouts because training camp doesn't officially begin until July 26th. Neither can be on the field this week with their fellow newcomers until they've signed their contracts. It was a formal complaint from his mother that led to Dez Bryant's arrest. The Dallas Cowboys wide receiver turned himself into police in a Dallas suburb. DeSoto Police Captain Ron Smith told media that some type of altercation occurred between Bryant and his mother. Officers found Angela Bryant had bruising on her arm and a swollen wrist and thumb. In NBA news, Jeremy Lin is leaving New York and Linsanity heads to Houston. The New York Knicks confirmed last night that they will not match the Houston Rockets' 3-year, $25 million offer for Lin, a restricted free agent, so he'll take his talents to Houston. The New York Times initially reported the Knicks' decision, citing an unidentified person who was briefed on that situation. New York officially had until midnight this morning to decide whether to re-sign Lin. Elsewhere in NBA news, the Washington Wizards got rid of a big headache and the big-dollar contract that went with him. Washington waived troubled forward Andre Blatch, designated him as the team's amnesty player. By doing so, the Wizards removed the remaining $23 million on his contract from their salary cap. The Brooklyn Nets have agreed to two-year $24 million deal with forward Chris Humphries. The 27-year-old averaged 13.8 points and 11 rebounds for the Nets last season, and he's averaged a double-double in back-to-back seasons. Mike Miller has decided against retirement and plans to return to the NBA champion Miami Heat next season. Miller says he expects that he can avoid surgery on his back that bothered him this past season. Miller has 3 years remaining on his contract with the Heat, but considered retiring after two injury-filled seasons in Miami. The National Hockey League and the NHL Players Association are set to resume labor talks today at the league offices in New York. Total revenue of the league's operations is the biggest sticking point right now, and it's an important one. The players like their cut right now. The owners don't. The two sides met last Friday in another round of negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement before the current one expires on September 15th. There were multiple reports coming out of the last round of talks that the owner's offer included players' hockey-related revenues get slashed from 57 to 46%. And organizers say they're cracking down on slow play at the British Open, calling the issue a scourge that is killing the game at amateur levels in particular. Threesomes are under orders to complete their first two rounds in 4.5 hours at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's this week, with twosomes required to finish in 3 hours 45 minutes. Jim MacArthur, chairman of the championship committee, says we're putting slow play as a priority. Although sanctioning players with a shot penalty is rare, he says we would take whatever action is appropriate. MacArthur said today it needs to be a concerted effort, not just the Royal and Ancient, not just the tours, but the golf unions and other golf organizations to come to a coordinated effort to improve the speed of the game. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.